took you a while to get going there, but once you get into your stride, it was comfortable enough.
We knew that there still would be a game to be played here today. Armagh were bound to be stung by the deficit that they suffered in Down, and we decided we wanted to play into the breeze in the first half, and Armagh certainly came out and made a huge game of that. They were giving us hell for leather there, and they were very, very equal in the measure of us by all stretches in the first half. Like, there was five in it for them. Significant breeze, yes, but a breeze doesn't do the thing for you, and they're set up right. You know, there's a sweeper in front of our two inside forwards. Look, we probably short the two footballers, McCaig and Rogers, from the London game, and Cormac O'Doherty, which is a big miss. It's a big scalp to take out of any team, and I suppose that impacted us maybe in the first half too, you know, just with the new fellas coming in. But look, I'm extremely pleased with the reaction of the players in the second half, and look, should Down get a result in London tomorrow, it makes it, I suppose, that bit harder for us to qualify. If London beat them, it's a straight knockout between us and Down for the semi-final slot.
You're probably going to have to soldier on without these dual players in the medium term anyway.
No, we will have our footballers for the Down game. That was always the intention at the start of the year. Chris McCaig's captain of the team. Brenton Rogers is a Nicky Raggart All-Star, and he's a AIB club All-Star. And there's no reason why he wouldn't be playing hurling whenever he's equally as accomplished that game as he is at football. We probably, sat back. We've accommodated the footballers by allowing them to the 8 days and to go on a training weekend this weekend. So we'll be expecting them to be fully on board for the Down game. We had a good performance against London as well. You know, we were slow out of the traps. London had 5 weeks preparation. They had a weekend away in Hertfordshire or somewhere in England, you know, to prepare. We had 5 days. Our players had 10 club games, 7 football and 3 hurling, and 99% of the players in this squad are dual players. And look, the clubs give you the players that want to play for their clubs, and I have no problem with that. It's just if we could have a wee bit more distance before the off, I suppose, it would have helped. Our play wasn't just hitting hope stuff in the second half. We hurled the ball well, we used the space, and we knew that Kane Waldron had a massive game there in the second half. He was picking up balls and finding people, you know. Could have hit 2-3 goals there that we didn't get, and maybe that might end up being the difference between us exiting this competition or not.